We introduced you to some very special friends of ours last year, and of course in the last few years you've come to know Dr. and Pastor John and Judy Engstrom of Christ the Rock Fellowship, and a fellow pastor of his on staff, John Branson, and his wife came last year when they came with Dr. Lodovec. We're so glad that they're here with us this morning, and I'm going to ask Pastor John to come for a few moments because he has a special thing that he wants to do, right?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I can see I'm overdressed.
Yeah.
In this place, you can dress however you'd like, as long as it's decent.
So I'm just going to relax.
Good. Yeah.
And bring a greetings and a word of the Lord just to go along with the prayer that you guys, you know, are praying for the whole nation. And the Lord gave me this the other week from Isaiah, or Isaiah, as I used to say. 62, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace either. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until righteousness therefore goes forth as the brightness, and that salvation shall go forth as a lamp that burns, and the Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall give. Verse 6 says, I have set my watchmen upon the walls to pray. I have set my watchmen upon the walls to pray. O Jerusalem shall never hold their peace, day or night. And that includes us. Jerusalem is us. We are Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is us. We are together with the Jews in this. We are together to pray for Jerusalem, that the word of the Lord would go out and ring throughout all the earth. And he says, never hold your peace day or night. We have a right to come before the Lord and to say, we do not hold our peace. But we want to see righteousness in the land. We want to see righteousness in Jerusalem. We want to see righteousness in this land once again. The cry of our hearts would be pure before the Lord. And to bring the salvation of our God. To give Him no rest, it says. To give the Lord no rest. That's like a commandment. That we are allowed to give the Lord no rest. Day or night, we can come before Him and say, Lord, bring righteousness, bring salvation to the earth. Then verse 10 says, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather them out of the stones, and lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed, unto the end of the world, say you to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation does come. Yes. Behold, your reward is with him, and his work is before him. Mm-hmm. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, the redeemed of the Lord, and shall be called out, sought out, a city that is never forsaken.
Hallelujah.
We are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. You and I belong to the Lord.
Yes.
And to the power of His arm. I'm going to take my coat off as well. I'm going to get some.
Hallelujah.
I'm retired as well. Or I thought I was retired. When I retired from work, I was a truck driver. I used to be a coal miner years ago and then became a truck driver when I moved up here. And then when I retired, I mentioned to Pastor John Engstrom, I said, you know, I believe at 65 I'm going to retire. That will be 50 years since I started work. That's enough for any man to work, is 50 years. And he went and told me that, he said, his heart leapt within him. That, am I on? I can't hear myself. Whoops. But he said his heart leapt within him. He says, I want to bring you on staff. And I said, oh yes. I said, did you hear me? I said, I've retired. And he said, well, John, he said, find out for yourself. So I said, well, give me at least 3 months or more. I said, I'm just going to... I said, I thought my life was the golf course and and nothing else. Cutting the grass and just getting along. But the Lord had other plans. So I went and sought the Lord, and he confirmed to my heart within a few hours of me trying to seek the Lord, that he said, yes, this is the will of God. So I submitted my flesh and my heart to the Lord and then to Pastor John. And I said, okay, you've got me. Here's trouble. Look out. But I want to sing a song this morning before Chris comes. It's, blessed are they who bring good tidings. Blessed are the feet that bring the good news of the gospel to those that... Just a little louder if you could. I have a little. There you go. You might have to start it again. I missed the opening. Will you excuse me? I'm retired. It's a long time since I did this song. Thank you, sound person. We've got to love the sound people. The crowds have lined the narrow street to see this man from Galilee. Just a carpenter, dead many kneel and give him praise. For in his eyes they glimpse a power that sees the hearts of all men, and he knows his Father's mind. He speaks his Father's words, for he comes in the name of the Lord. For there is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. And there is hope in the name of the Lord. When my plans of old fell through, when my strength is nearly gone, when there's nothing left to do but just depend on you and the power of your name. For in your name I glimpse the power that sees the hearts of all men, and he knows his Father's mind. He speaks his Father's words when he comes in the name of the Lord. Yes, for there is strength in the name of the Lord. If you know it, sing it. There is power in the name of the Lord. And there
shall be worshipped forever. In the name of the Lord, and there is power in the name of the Lord, and there is hope in the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed is he who comes. Blessed. In the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord.
All right, I got a yee-haw.
Well, in this church, when you get that brother to yee-haw, you know you're right in town with right all the rest of us. Thank you, Pastor John. That was great. Loved it. Loved it.